tell us about the first time you got taken to one of these parties, what your memories are of that.
Yeah, okay. So I was woken up by Michael Kohler. I was so scared of him. Like one of the ways that this ended up getting out is my mom had a guest over at the house, and when Michael told me to brush my teeth one night, I pissed myself in front of this guest, and this guest wanted to know why I was pissing myself so scared of this man. That's just an ancillary event of what, one of the reasons why I was able to eventually talk to some counselors at my school and get him into some kind of trouble. You have to understand, I was a young kid during this, so I don't have I'm not privy to exactly what happened to him. I've only been told by relatives that is what occurred, and I know that he disappeared out of my life at that point. But so I was woken up by him. He took me into the car. I remember driving for a very long time, and I remember being aware of where we were going. It was, we weren't wealthy. We were very poor. So it was all very impressive to me when we went up into the hills of Scottsdale, and it's a place in the greater Phoenix area that's a little more wealthy. And we were taken down. We were presented with a gate, a very large gate, and I remember being really impressed by it. I thought it was really cool. I didn't know what was happening to me. The first time, I was very excited about what was happening. I was told that I was getting rewarded, and that what was going to happen to me was very, very special. I remember being super impressed by the gate because it was a mechanical gate, and I remember going up a very, very long drive to the biggest house I'd ever seen. It was like it was an amusement park. Like, to me, I was so, so excited to go to this place. And so when we were ushered inside by some greeters that would take people inside, I saw all the adults in the grand area that were, drinking, champagne glasses, whatever, what have you, having like a party type thing. And I was taken to a room where there were other children, and the room was set up for children. And I remember, like, it was only later in subsequent events where I would meet and try to have relationships with some of the kids. I remember, trying to talk to one of the kids, and I remember being scared of all the other kids because they were really standoffish, and I didn't know why. They didn't seem happy to be there like I was. There was only like one other kid that was happy to be there, and I remember trying to talk to him because I felt comfortable talking to him because I was scared of these other kids. I didn't know why they didn't want to talk to me. And subsequent events later, there would be conversations where I'd be told what happened to certain kids and why these kids were not happy to be there once I had an understanding of what was going to happen to us. But the first time, I was then brought out into where the ritual was to take place, at which point we had been given like ice cream that I'm assuming was to drug us, because everything goes after that. But certain times it was less. I was more able to retain all the memories of what would happen to me later. But during that time, that's the first time that I was sexually assaulted by a large group of people. It's the scene that your listeners will be familiar with. It's real. Like, they take it seriously. They actually believe this garbage, and they find some kind of power out of abusing children, and they think that it gives them power. And I was so convinced that I was so special for what was going to be happening to me, that I what they were doing to me was a privilege to me. Like, I should be thankful for what they were doing to me. And at which point, at which point they would viciously assault us and take everything from us. Like, they're trying to eat our souls, is how I described it when I was a kid. When I was doing art therapy, is apparently what I would say. And it's the scene that they'd all be familiar with. It's the scene where, like, these people are in their garb, and they are dressing up and playing their little games. And this happened to me several times, of which the hunts that I've described to you were less frequent. And because of the way that I was able to expose this guy, I think that I probably got off a lot easier than a lot of the people you talk to. There was a time in my life where I thought that I was the most unlucky person in the world and no one could have had it worse than me. But in hearing the accounts of some of the people that you talk to, I think that I'm one of the lucky ones. I mean, I know I am just to be alive, but just the fact that I wasn't exposed to this for lengths of time like David, and it's just I'm counting my blessings at this point for only being exposed to it for the period of 5 years or whatever, but that's how long it went on. And I was involved in the hunting party situations only a handful of times, and I was only brought to this place special occasions. It would be like a couple times a year, but during that time the abuse continued in my home life and ramped up in severity. So I was dealing with it on different fronts, and I only have an understanding of it being satanic ritual abuse when I went back and tried to figure out what it was that happened to me when I was a kid.
Right. And you're talking about, when you talk about people dressed up and everything, you're talking about people in robes, eyes wide shut.
Yeah, with ceremonial formations of people in a grand hall. There's different locations. So at one location, there was like a piano and there was like a landing up top. So it was very different. There was a point where there was masks involved in one of them, like you might see from like that Kubrick movie type scenario. But this was the very first time that you're talking about. It was just ceremonial garb, reading incantations with candles and all kinds of things that I thought were impressive at the time. The fear was setting in at that point. I can remember it vividly. But they were continuing to tell me how special I was and how what was going to happen to me was very, very special, and I should be thankful. And it was always presented to me during these situations as a blessing, as a gift to me. But the abuse that I suffered at home from him was the opposite. Now, I don't – my understanding of how he got involved in this was he was some sort of there was some sort of link to academia, because when I was taken – by my mother to a college function, I remember seeing what could only, I was a child at the time, so I couldn't tell you. I remember seeing someone in a position of great authority at this college. And I remember seeing him there the very first night I was taken anywhere. And he said hello to me and I spoke directly to him. And I remembered him because the last time I saw him there, we were in a crowd of 1,000 people and he was on a podium. And I've had a hard time trying to figure out how this guy who abused me would get connected with people like that. But when you look into it now, especially with the things that I'm dealing with here, you just find out that the link is that they traffic children, and the link is that they abuse kids. It's their currency.
Right. And people want to know a little bit more about Michael Kohler. He was a teacher. Is that right?
That's what I think. Yeah.
And do you know more about him, like what he might be doing? Was he military or ex-government or anything? Do you remember?
No, and I should include that as well, what I told you about. There was one time where he took me to a place to be evaluated, and this is the only time anything like this ever happened to me. I wasn't a part of a group of kids that were groomed or anything like that, but I was taken to a facility of which is not in my medical records. Nobody can account for why I was taken there, but I was taken to a large facility and I was analyzed by people in a room with, this is when I was a little bit older, with a, you know, a two-sided mirror, and I was shown disturbing imagery and I was asked to account for all kinds of weird psychological questions. And I've looked back to see if this is part of some kind of, like, I only got involved in therapy after I had told people that I was being sexually abused. But there was a time that I was evaluated, and it's not in my medical records, and it's not anywhere, but that would be the only attachment I can think that he would have to any kind of government, anything. But as far as him, I can't tell you a lot more about him. I've expressed to you that my mom was complicit in this abuse. So no one has been very forthcoming. The only way that I've gotten information is like my uncle that killed himself. He told me a couple things that I couldn't really understand before he died, and that led me down a path of trying to figure out what had happened. And the only time I was able to get my half sister to say anything to me about him was that he was gone and that he went to China or somewhere, and that's what I was told about him, is that he fled the country based on my accusations.
And that's it. And that's the last thing you know.
That's the last thing I know
Okay.
about him.
Great. I'm getting some, sorry, I'm getting some notes about how the chat's going. So let me try to set it so my mods say they can't. I don't know, guys. You should be able to ban people. You should be able to. There shouldn't be any problem with that. So, tell us about one of the hunts, if you could. What happened during these hunts? Because we've heard about them from Fiona. She said it's her favorite thing to do. Sarah Ruth Ashcraft has mentioned a hunt in cages. So just tell us what one of those was like.
I was brought th this is the intensity was a lot more. I knew what was happening to me at this point, and essentially what occurred is we were brought to a large estate of some kind. And when I was brought outside, the demeanor was very different amongst everyone. The demeanor now was not that I was special. It was not that I was what was going to happen to me was a good thing. It was violence. So I was physically assaulted by several people before being brought out into a large clearing in the back and seeing other kids in cages, of which time I was placed in a cage. And then only then, after several hours of abuse, was I then given something, and we would be screamed at for hours on end. We would have to see the other kids being leaving the cages, and we'd hear them screaming, and we'd be told to listen to them. We'd be told to listen to them screaming, and then when it was our turn, we'd be released. And the two times that I was that I would hide under bushes, including both times. I'm pretty sure that I just slept, and I think that's the only reason I made it out of them. But I remember hearing all of the other kids getting caught. I remember hearing their screams. I remember never seeing them again. I remember being escorted back after what seemed like I had been there for days, hiding under these leaves, and I remember being taken back during daylight, and I think that that's the only reason I might have been able to leave on the two times that that occurred. Now, there was a third time where it didn't go the way that the other ones went. It was different. Like, I don't know if I wasn't being made to participate into it to the fullest extent, but that's the third time is the one I don't talk about as much because my memories are more vague of it, because I think I was drugged earlier on. But it seems to me like I was only drugged after it was instilled enough fear in me to know that the point of this game was to run for my life, and the point of this game is that I would be killed if I got caught. It was very clear to me that that was what was happening, and there was no vagueness about it. There was no telling me I was special or that this was a gift to me. None of the kids that I ever participated in that with, I ever saw again, including one, the kid that I told you about that I made friends with. That's the last time I saw him. And Kyle, the kid that I told you about. And I mean, what do you if you need me to get into
No,
anything
no,
specific?
no, 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 no. Thanks for getting through the story. That's all right. I think